You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody's stuff together. Okay.
Elon Musk tweets Friday, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, then clarifies he's still committed to the acquisition. A needed clarification, as it seems there's been every effort to stop this deal from going through. Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false, here's your media malfeasance for the second week of May. Musk's purchasing pause tweet comes just a day after reports feds opened an investigation into Elon Musk. The Washington Journal reports the Securities and Exchange Commission is probing Mr. Musk's tardy submission of a public form that investors must file when they buy more than 5% of a company's shares. Because this deal hasn't been public enough, we were also inundated this week with headlines that Elon Musk would reverse the Trump ban. But they left the part out where Trump has repeatedly said he would not return to Twitter and stay on his own platform, Truth Social. Also left out this extremely relevant point.
This is the point that I'm trying to make, which is perhaps not getting across. Is that banning Trump from Twitter didn't end Trump's voice. It will amplify it among the right. And this is why it is morally wrong and flat out stupid.
And this is what legacy media just can't seem to comprehend, the fundamentals of free speech. Here's the Associated Press. Elon Musk boasts that he's acquiring Twitter to defend freedom of speech, but he has long used the platform to attack those who disagree with him. Free speech is the freedom to disagree. Elon Musk, an erratic visionary, revels in contradiction. There is nothing contradictory about being a proponent of free speech and using that speech to defend your positions. Free press, also in the First Amendment, is supposed to mean holding those in power accountable, challenging them, which might mean disagreeing. Is the AP using its free speech to attack Elon Musk? How can the AP have so little self-awareness of its own contradiction, have such a lack of understanding of the First Amendment, foundational to its own existence? As the press, you might want to get a better handle on what our constitutionally protected freedom of speech really means. Maybe the AP should focus its attention on our new disinformation czar, an actual threat to protection of free speech.
But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified, who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets.
So Nina Jankowicz wants blue-checked people like herself, who has actually been caught promoting disinfo, to be able to edit your tweets, your speech, because you aren't trustworthy unless you're part of her elite class.
Breathe it all in, children. This is all for you.
It's cozy.
Attitude. Come, come.
Maybe the AP should investigate why the government is weaponizing the FBI to target news operations, according to an FBI whistleblower.
We don't see a lot of investigations into news organizations. It's not common to see a criminal investigation, particularly one categorized the way that this is alerting, and it's surprising based on the public information that is provided.
There must be more pushback, like in this case. Appeals court reinstates Texas law prohibiting social media companies from banning users over political views. And we must hold lying Merrick Garland accountable for targeting private citizens just concerned about their own children in school.
7 months later, we're learning a whistleblower has come forward revealing the FBI has opened several investigations into parents and local officials all across the country. In one instance, the FBI interrogated a mom because she, quote, belonged to a right-wing moms group known as Moms for Liberty, and because she also just happened to, you know, have a gun, which is your right in the United States.
Instead, legacy media is used to propagate lies about the Senate abortion vote, except it was the majority vote against the expansive federal abortion bill, 51-49.
I think that's enough to say it's time to get rid of the filibuster. We need to protect voting rights.
Share that link, folks. Band.video. Deceptive media hides or twists the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. So glad you're with us here today. Lots to talk about, of course. You know, just one of these weekends, I had a very nice time. I was in New Mexico, not paying attention to the news at all, and just looking so forward to this broadcast this morning. We get to talk about all this wonderful things that happened over the weekend. Just great. It's fantastic. The world is just getting better and better, folks. Kidding, of course. We're spiraling out of control. It's total chaos and madness out there, and we'll cover it all. Lots of videos to show you. Lots of phone calls. We will be opening up the phone lines pretty early today. And get your theories on what happened this weekend. Let's not waste any more time and get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, May 16th. A shooting in Buffalo, New York leaves 10 dead. Law enforcement in Buffalo, New York took a suspect into custody on Saturday after he opened fire in a supermarket, killing at least 10 people. He then exited the store and surrendered to police. And it's a complete tragedy. Of course, the victims of this have our thoughts and prayers. Meanwhile, churchgoers tackled hogtied gunmen after deadly Laguna Woods church shooting. A gunman attacked a lunch banquet at a Taiwanese church in Laguna Woods, killing one person and wounding five others Sunday before congregants tackled him, hogtied him with an extension cord, and grabbed his two weapons, authorities said. This just two of the numerous mass shootings that took place over the weekend. And, of course, we will continue to talk about all of these later in the program. But moving on, McDonald's says it will sell its Russia business after previously pausing operations due to the Ukraine war. McDonald's said it will sell businesses in Russia a little more than 2 months after it paused operations. The company said its continued ownership of the business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with McDonald's values. McDonald's opened in Russia 32 years ago. It has more than 800 restaurants and 62,000 employees in Russia. The company said it is seeking a local buyer. So there you go. You can't have McDonald's anymore, Russia. Good luck with that. Good luck with your increasing health. I wonder if the Russian government will just take over McDonald's wholesale. That could work. Meanwhile, it's official. Zelensky signs law this weekend banning opposition parties and seizing their property. Ukrainian President Zelensky signed into law number 7172-1 that will ban opposition parties and seize their property on Saturday. The law targets opposition parties if they deny the armed aggression against Ukraine. The law includes actions that support the Russian Federation and Republic of Belarus, the two invading countries. The news was reported the same day that GOP senators paid him a visit in Kiev. The news was first published on the Ukrainian website UKR Inform. They reported that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed into law number 7172-1 on the introduction of amendments to certain legislative acts of Ukraine regarding a ban on the activity of political parties. The legislation expands the list of grounds for banning a political party through the courts. relevant grounds are justifying recognizing as lawful or denying armed aggression against Ukraine, including by presenting armed aggression of the Russian Federation and or the Republic of Belarus against Ukraine as an internal conflict, civil conflict, or civil war. It is expected that if a party is banned by the court, its property, funds, and other assets become the property of the state. So there you go. The champion of democracy. the bulwark of democracy, the person that we have to go and possibly get into a nuclear exchange with Russia over their democracy this weekend, banned opposition parties and seized all of their assets for the government. Don't you love democracy, folks? It's incredible. And finally, we have this. India bans wheat exports due to heat wave and food supply concerns. India banned wheat exports on Saturday due to a recent heat wave and food supply concerns. Recent unregulated exports have led to a rise in local food prices. In March, Hungary announced it would ban all grain exports. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations reported earlier this year that the International Food Price Index hit an all-time high in February. Food prices are up 24% from just 1 year ago. Of course, the India has just a massive, massive supply of wheat. In fact, before the ban, India had aimed to ship a record 10 million tons of wheat this year. But now they will no longer export that because they're withholding it to meet their food security needs. So that's it. That's your Daily Dispatch. You know, sort of in a bit of a pickle here, unfortunately, because, well, there's this shooting in Buffalo, and I can't talk about it. I can't discuss it. I can't broach the topic, really, because right now, as we speak, there are little stenographers from the ADL and the SPLC and the Angry White Men and Media Matters and God knows what other leftist organizations just waiting to take whatever I say and frame it as if I'm somehow in support of a murderous psychopath gunning down innocent people while they're out doing their grocery shopping. I know this because it happened last time. Last time there was a mass shooter with a racist manifesto. See, I came on the program and went through the manifesto with a fine-tooth comb to explain to people out there what was behind the shooting, what caused it, and why, if the manifesto was to be trusted, what the shooter did is in complete contradiction to all of his proposed aims. Right? Way to just make everything worse for everyone, you absolute morons. And now, of course, to this day, including the Daily Beast article that came out about 2 weeks ago and got my Twitter account deleted, referred to me as being in some way in support of the Christchurch shooter because I simply explained the manifesto. Now, we're even in more of a pickle here because the manifesto has been deemed by our big tech masters as illegal information. You're not allowed to see it. In fact, there are researchers who had downloaded the manifesto and put it on their Google Drive only to find that Google had scanned their drive, discovered the manifesto there, and deleted it from the drive and gave them a warning saying you are not allowed to have this information on your Google Drive. Kind of troubling stuff, kind of actually insanely troubling, kind of horrific. Especially in a world where we're moving more and more into the metaverse stage, into the digital assets being controlled by giant corporations. If it's a piece of information, piece of literature that they don't approve of, they'll just go into your hard drive and delete it right away.
We have the manifesto.
Of course, yeah, I have the manifesto. I posted the manifesto today. If you want to go find the manifesto, you can go to my Twitter or my Substack at harrisonhillsmith.substack.com, and there linked under the Buffalo shooting tab is the manifesto. If you want to read it, you can go read it. It's 180 pages, and it's all there, verbatim. Download it. Print it out. Make yourself a hard copy. See, we want to get to the bottom of things. We want to actually uncover the motivation behind these attacks in an attempt to perhaps mitigate this in the future. But the authorities tell us you don't have the right or the ability to do such a thing. We will tell you everything you need to know. We are allowed to read the manifesto. You are not. However, we will read it. We will tell you what you're supposed to believe about it. I don't believe that. I think everybody should be allowed to have access to this information, to read for themselves what was the motivation behind all of this. And this shooting, just like the Christchurch shooting, just like the Dylann Roof shooting, all have one similar thread through them, and it's that these individuals are not a part of any larger group. They're not a member of any terroristic organization. They do not have compatriots that are helping them to carry this out. They are just doing it by themselves. They're just lone wolves out there finding information online that enrages them. And, you know, there's already some mental illness there. The kid was he threatened to carry out a school shooting and was on the FBI's radar. We'll get into all of that and more later on. But just know it's the information that's the problem, and they've gotten down to it. We'll tell you on the other side.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during our major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee. Oh, Lord of hosts, have mercy on us. Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Got this stack of news about the shooting in Buffalo. Mass shooting at Buffalo supermarket was a racist hate crime, police say. Good to know. In the case of the Buffalo tragedy, is Fox News AWOL and why? So funny. There's like, we watched Fox News for an hour and a half Sunday morning. From 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., curious to hear what their take on this horrific event. Surely there would be something. Perhaps an expert saying we shouldn't rush to judgment and call it a hate crime, or that woke liberals were seizing on this event as an opportunity to take away your Second Amendment rights. It's like they know exactly. That's why this is – like I don't want to talk. It's so tedious. Like we do the same thing over and over and over every single one of these. It's like we follow this script. That's just so predictable and, you know, whatever. But what I thought was, I was like, you know, we'll just say the same things about what happened in Buffalo that, you know, the mainstream media said about Waukesha and the attack there where the black supremacist drove his car through a parade of white people, killing children and injuring 60 plus. And, you know, it's just so difficult. You just type in Waukesha on YouTube or whatever and just go to the results and like there's hardly anything. Like there's just almost nothing and all of the coverage is just very plain, you know, by the numbers facts. It's just a car and it's all like this language, it all nobody caused this. It's no one's fault. There was no motive behind it. It's just a car drove through a parade, and it's a tragedy. Moving on. Like, that was the entire coverage, right? She kept calling it a tragedy. It's a tragedy. It was just such a tragedy. It wasn't an attack. It wasn't a terrorist attack. It wasn't a racist hate crime. Yeah, the guy did have a social media full of anti-white stuff. Yes, he did have rap songs where he literally called himself a terrorist. Yes, there was plenty of information there to go off of, but we're just going to ignore all. It was a tragedy, okay? It was a tragedy, and we're all very sad. Moving on now, nothing to glean from this, nothing to look into, no further information we can gather. Literally, I mean, Joe Biden, I scoured the internet. I could find Joe Biden talking about the Waukesha terrorist attack for 1 minute and 30 seconds. That's the only clip that exists out there that I can find. Little under one, it's about 1 minute and 21 seconds of Joe Biden saying, our heart goes out to the people of Waukesha. It was a tragedy what happened.
He didn't even call it a terrorist attack, did he?
No, he didn't call it a terrorist attack. He didn't go visit. In fact, they were asked, is the president going to go visit the terrorist victims, you know, the victims of this Waukesha parade attack? And Chinsaki's response was, you know, it takes a lot of assets for a president to go places. So we can't afford it right now. We can't afford to go visit these people. I mean, it's also outrageously political. Like it's just a joke. So what do we conform to that and play into the game? Do we treat this like it actually is, you know, something we need to be concerned about? Is it a false flag? It has all the hallmarks of a false flag. Was there an FBI handler encouraging this to happen? And it just gets a little bit out of hand. I mean, the kid was on the FBI's radar. Kid was, you know, reported for making threats of a school shooting several years ago. It's just tedious. It's all just so tedious and annoying. Here's the InfoWars story. Buffalo shooting suspect was on police radar for threatening to shoot up school. The FBI was too busy hunting down MAGA moms who walked to the Capitol on January 6th to investigate the alleged Buffalo mass shooter for threatening a school shooting. In June of 2021, police in Broome County were called by officials of local high school who told them that Peyton Gendron, who's the shooter here, had threatened violence in comments made to fellow students. A school official reported that this very troubled young man had made statements indicating that he wanted to do a shooting either at a graduation ceremony or sometime after. The same government official familiar with the case told the news. State police were sent to investigate Gendron under a section of state mental health laws, which referred for a mental health evaluation and counseling, the official said. Was he on some sort of pharmaceutical drug? Gendron threatened to carry out a shooting in Susquehanna High School, Valley High School in Conklin, New York, around the same time as graduation, a law enforcement official who spoke on the condition of anonymity said. The official was not authorized to speak publicly on the investigation. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia said Gendron had no further contact with law enforcement after his release from the hospital. Nobody called any complaints, Grimalia said. The New York has red flag laws and strict gun control, yet they failed to stop the shooting. The shooter actually said in his manifesto that he picked Buffalo because it had strict gun control and his targets would likely be unarmed. So the FBI, never investigated him. They're far too busy hunting down the terrorists at school board meetings, the terrorist teachers and parents that are concerned about their children being sexually groomed by officials of the public school system. We have to hunt them down and destroy them. But would they really want to stop this shooting? I mean, I don't know. It's sort of in line with everything they want. They're sort of desperate for this type of thing. In fact, we have that clip of Alex Jones predicting this exact thing happening. Yeah, let's go to clip number one here.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against this
massive white supremacist attack they staged. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
They're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. That's the point we've gotten to.
Now, there they are declaring that the number one terror threat is white people to create division. And then what happened yesterday? They released their new official Homeland Security paper where they tell us we're guilty of being evil terrorists because we support national sovereignty and conservative Christian values, populist values, just common sense values. And then they later put the reports out saying that imminent terror attacks before the election are coming from Republicans who are, quote, white supremacist, who are, quote, terrorist. Here's the headline, Jamie White, Infowars.com. You can read the government document for yourself. It's linked right there. DHS releases new rules on extremism. We'll target anyone who questions 2020 election or challenges COVID narrative. Conspiracy theories about 2020 presidential election and government's COVID response will almost certainly spur domestic terrorism and extremists to try to engage in violence this year, DHS claims. And then it goes through the entire report that you can again read at the article at Infowars.com. So everybody thinking that we're going to defeat the Democrats and that everything is okay, this is all prescripted, this is all pre-planned, and they are planning massive terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings of federal buildings right now to blame the Tea Party, to blame Trump supporters, to blame you.
Coincidence. What a bizarre, strange coincidence. Very shady things going on behind the scenes here. We'll cover more of the Buffalo shooter. We'll take your calls as well. I'll go ahead and open up the phone line in the next segment. Stay tuned, folks. It's American Journal.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Live products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
It has been noted by many a historian, the first casualty of war is the truth. Then the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on populations, basic liberty, and speech, and massive censorship. And now, across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation is being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored, you can be arrested, you can be imprisoned. And, of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12. The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks. Joe Biden, of course, is all over this Buffalo shooting, like a grim reaper, like a typical political vulture, circling above the corpses of fallen Americans, smiling greedily, hungrily, as they think of all of the political hay to be made out of this, all of the beautiful little kids, because, you know, so many shootings. I mean, this weekend, at least three mass shootings, not even including just the dozens and dozens of, you know, smaller scale disasters that have occurred this weekend. Oh, my God. There's so many ridiculous headlines to get to. I thought Zero HP Lovecraft put this really well on Twitter. He said, a useful term to have in your vocabulary via Michael Anton is celebration parallax. Celebration parallax. A fact pattern is either true and glorious or false and scurrilous, depending on who states it. and why, I would add. So if you support Biden for president no matter what, you can write open letters calling on the military to remove Trump. If you're against the election results being subverted and overturned in Biden's favor, then to quote the TIP's own words back at them is a dangerous conspiracy theory. And that's the crazy part. That's literally how it works. You can quote the left and use exactly their same words. But when you say it, you're a domestic terrorist and you're calling for a coup. But when they say it, they are champions of democracy. And of course, this works with shootings as well, of course, but especially, all this goes down to the great replacement theory. So if you talk about the great replacement like it's bad, then you're a paranoid white supremacist and a conspiracy theorist. But if you're a blue check, you can and will praise the effects of immigration diluting the voting power of heritage Americans. So again, in other words, if you talk about it in a positive way, then it's true and good and glorious. If you talk about the exact same phenomenon taking place, but you say, I'm not so sure about this, then you're a domestic terrorist and your very thoughts and words are a danger to the people around you. Now, they've identified what's at the heart of all of this, what's really behind all of these mass shootings and killings and crime. It's your rights. It's your constitutional rights. That's the problem. That's the real issue here. It's not a collapsing society just injected with hatred by the mainstream media, just continually aggravating and agitating for violence that they can then exploit to consolidate and empower them, consolidate power to themselves and expand and aggrandize their spying and police state activities. No. It's your rights. It's your basic constitutional rights of self-defense and free speech. That's the dangerous thing. I'm sorry. It's just constitutional rights are a threat to safety, unfortunately. And we see it here. Was the shooting carried out by a psychopath who previously threatened to shoot up his high school? It was clearly just a violent and disturbed kid that was on the FBI's radar, but they did nothing to, look into it or try to investigate it. No, is that he had ideas? Is that he had negative thoughts about the things that are happening around the world? It's those thoughts and it's that free speech that's the real threat to our society. And Joe Biden is sure to point this out. About the shooting in Buffalo, he said, "While we don't have all the facts and details yet, we know that this morning that 10 families in Buffalo are facing fresh grief of a life without a loved one. Entire community is struggling to cope with this horrific act of violence." He said the people of Buffalo were simply going out and trying to grocery shop, and that now they're praying for the spirit of togetherness to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy, to bring comfort of those recovering from their injuries and wrapping the family of those who died in the support of their community. They're monitoring the situation very closely. A heartfelt, warm, but uplifting and positive, focusing on the victims. And of course, I'm kidding. That was what he said about Waukesha. Are you kidding me? No. That's what he said when it was the black supremacists mowing down little white girls with an SUV. He's very staid and calm. And yes, it's a tragedy, but we'll come together and we'll move on from this. And it's all totally fine. And don't worry about it. And we're monitoring the situation. And no, I'm not going to come visit you. Are you kidding me? It's too expensive. It's too expensive to come visit the victims of this tragedy. No, that's not what he said about the shooter in Buffalo. In fact, what he said about the shooter in Buffalo was a lone armed gunman armed with weapons of war and hate-filled soul shot and killed 10 innocent people in cold blood at a grocery store on Saturday afternoon. Jill and I, like all of you, pray for the victims and the families of this devastated community. And I'm receiving updates from my team. We're still gathering the facts, but already the Justice Department has stated publicly that it's investigating the matter as a hate crime, a racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism. As they do, we must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. Hearts are heavy once again, but our resolve must never, never waver. No one understands this more than the people sitting in front of me, moms, dad, children, family members, about how those folks in Buffalo feel today when they got the call. But I promise you, the day will come when the memory of your loved ones, if they could just cover things, if they could just respond to things the same, right? if it's like, well, there's this Waukesha attack, and he's like, look, we're praying for the victims. It's a horrific act of violence. But we're going to get through this together. It's like a shooting in Buffalo, and he's like, look, it's a tragedy. We're praying for the victims. We're going to get through this together. That's not how it works, though, is it? When it's the Waukesha murder attack, terrorist, black supremacist, anti-white mowing down little children in a SUV, it's, well, this is a tragedy, but we're all going to move on from this, and don't worry about it. But when it's the shooter in Buffalo, it's, this is a stain on America's soul, and the hatred and white supremacy that motivated this, we will root it out, and we will destroy their ability to communicate with each other ever again. It's just a little bit too much, guys. It's a little bit too much. Let's roll it back a little bit. Let's at least pretend that we're, you know, treating these things equally, that a death is a death that's tragic no matter what, and an attack like this, senseless, violent, life-obliterating, is always a senseless and, you know, horrific, hate-filled attack. Well, you think the guy from Waukesha was running over people he loved? What, you think it was just a spur of the moment kind of thing? He just, nothing came before this. Don't look into any of his thoughts or words or actions or deeds from previous. You know, if the shooter in Buffalo was a white guy, he'd be out already. He'd be out on bail. That happened less than a month ago. Shooter shot 12 people. Where was that? San Diego or somewhere. But it was a black guy, and they let him out with an ankle monitor. And we're just like, yeah, you're fine. Just, you can still go to work. Remember I was making all the jokes about, imagine being at work and asking, oh, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I shot 12 people at a grocery store. And you're out right now? Yeah, but I have this ankle monitor on, so it's all totally fine and normal and good. It's just so, like, I don't know. I guess this is sort of the same thing that we're always talking about dealing with. It's not so much about what happened in Buffalo. It's the years and years and years of talking about this that it all compounds on itself. And of course, you know, the headlines are everywhere. The Buffalo shooters' views are mainstream on the right. Totally normal. We all, everybody on the right, every normal Republican that just wants lower taxes or, you know, thinks that, you know, life in a womb is worth protecting. No, we all actually just want innocent black people to be murdered. Rolling Stone as well. The Buffalo shooter isn't a lone wolf. He's a mainstream Republican. He's a mainstream Republican. Sort of strange because mainstream Republicans – never even, I mean, it's just like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Meanwhile, like, mainstream leftists really do share a lot of the same views as the Waukesha terrorist, right? Really, they really do promote a lot of the same things that guy promoted. But no, you know, the real problem is that, that there's this, concept of replacement migration, and it's people talking about that. It's people talking about the replacement going on. That's the real threat here.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself, and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I really don't want to... Well, I'm going to, though. I was going to say I don't want to talk about this Buffalo shooting the entire show. There's so much more and bigger and more insane things happening. But, of course, you know, we understand what the liberal agenda is on this. It's your rights that are the issue. You heard Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, saying essentially that it's, you know, you have this massive shooting, innocent people gunned down just while they're going to the grocery store. Of course, you know, you hear that, first thing you think is we have to destroy free speech. We have to destroy free speech, and we have to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's the First and Second Amendment. Those are the big problems in our country. That's the big issue here. It's the only thing, the only solution to mass shootings is the elimination of personal freedoms, the ability to speak freely and express yourself, and or the ability to have a gun for self-defense or whatever the hell you want it for. You know, that's the real issue. It's guns and free speech. That's the real problem here. That's the real issue. It's white supremacy, of course. I love this Tim somebody. I can't read the last name on Twitter, but he's like comparing the white terrorist in Buffalo to the black guy who ran over people at a parade in Waukesha, or the black guy who shut up the NYC subway is absurd. Nothing suggests the parade was targeted for racial reasons or the subway victims. So of course that was that's the actual statement. Not so far from the meme version that you see here. It's absurd to compare the isolated incident in Buffalo to the black guy who ran over those people in Waukesha, or the black guy who shot up the NYC subway, or the black guy who raped and killed that toddler, or the black guy who shot up the funeral in Detroit, or the black guy who killed all those people in Chicago, or the black guy who stabbed that elderly white couple, or the black kid who raped his foster siblings, or the black kid who shot up his high school, or the black guy who shot up his coworkers, and just goes on and on and on. Of course, those weren't racially motivated mass shootings. Sure, they all targeted, you know, everything from the grocery store shooter in Colorado. Basically exactly the same thing. That was a big news story for about one day before it was figured out that the dude was a Syrian migrant. Then suddenly it disappears from the news segment. We can't look into any of this sort of stuff, obviously. White supremacist manifesto, Biden heading to Buffalo on Tuesday following the massacre. Here's the statement I was talking about earlier. Donut operator says, I was researching the Buffalo shooting, but Google isn't very happy about me having the manifesto. I'm not even sharing it. I just had it. And here, an email from Google. Google Drive safety. One of your files violates Google Drive's terms of service. Your file violates Google Drive's terms of service. Your file, the PDF, contains contents that Google Drive's hate speech policy violates Google Drive's hate speech policy, and hence some features related to this file may have been restricted. If you think it was an error and would like the trust and safety team to review the file, request a review below. It's like just crazy. It's just insane. They're all like, every story is like, what's behind the mass shooting in Buffalo? And it's like, well, we have the man's manifesto. And it's like, you're not allowed to read it. That's a hate crime to read his manifesto. But don't you want to get to the bottom of like what he believes and like how to confront it and how to face it and how to deal with it? No, we don't. We want to call him a white supremacist. We want to say that actually he represents all Republicans. He definitely represents all Republican media. And so you will all be targeted for the sins of this communist kid who apparently was a communist, according to his manifesto, which you're not allowed to read. Hate remains a stain on the soul of America. Not after the numerous and various terrorist attacks that have occurred over the last several days. I mean, after all, there were multiple shootings just over this week. It's just only one of them was a racist white kid. Henrik Palmgren on Twitter says, Max Boot says the mainstream conservative shares talking points with the Buffalo shooter, the great replacement gun control homogenized narrative on the left. Mentioning observable demographic replacement should be criminalized as it might lead to violence. I think that's a good way of putting it. Mentioning observable demographic replacement should be criminalized as it might lead to violence. You know, you can get Ted Kaczynski's manifesto on Audible right now. You can get it on Amazon. It's published. It's free. Of course, wasn't it published by the New York Times? Big front page spread. Read the manifesto. The man who was sending out mail bombs to innocent people, trying to knock airplanes out of the sky, murder hundreds all at once. Now, you can read that manifesto, and if you read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto right now, you might find a lot of things you agree with. You might find that the Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race. People quote that all the time now, the left and the right. It's actually really a left-wing sort of radical guy. Does that mean that you're in favor of blowing up airlines? Like, it just makes no sense. It makes no sense, this leap. But that's how it goes. So again, here's the Max Boot story. The Buffalo shooter's views are mainstream on the right. His views are mainstream. They say support for the great replacement theory and opposition to gun control. Like many on the right, he is enraged by what he imagines to be mass immigration. Yeah, he's imagining that mass immigration. That mass immigration does not exist, folks. Max Boot's here to tell you that there is no mass immigration. Not here, not in Europe. Doesn't exist. It's not happening. Okay, there's not millions of people crossing the southern border right now. There's not a concerted effort by the Biden administration in cooperation with the criminal cartels to carry out the largest human trafficking operation in world history. It's not being funded by the UN and non-governmental organizations like the Open Society Foundation of George Soros. No, none of that's happening. That's all in your imagination. If you think it is happening, you're really at risk of being a domestic terrorist, and you need to be shut down for it. So is it happening? Yes, of course it is. Obviously it's happening. But you're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to mention it unless you're celebrating it, unless you're talking about what a beautiful and wonderful thing it is that all of these non-white people are replacing white people and that white people are having their own countries, you know, their power, essentially, their numbers in their own country, purposefully diluted. It's a good thing. It's wonderful. Yeah, that's what I'll just do. I'm just going to talk about all this stuff, talk about how great it is, how wonderful it is. Maybe then they won't censor me. He believes there is a plot to replace white Americans with people of color. He blames the Jews for spreading ideas such as critical race theory and white shame slash guilt to brainwash whites into hating themselves and their people. He condemns, quote, elitists and globalists and singles out George Soros, a favorite target of the right, for his funding of the radical left. Yeah, guys, there is no mass immigration. It doesn't exist. George Soros is not funding organizations in the radical left. It's just not happening. Of course it is happening, but you're not allowed to talk about it. Of course, you're allowed to talk about it if you're positive, but you're not allowed to condemn it. So, yes, these things are happening. Yes, it's purposeful. Yes, they are announcing this and encouraging this and bragging about this sort of stuff. But no, you're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to mention it. You're certainly not allowed to oppose it. How dare you? This is the modern world we're talking about. This is the Great Reset. It's all great. The Great Replacement, the Great Reset. It's all great. Of course, if you just search replacement migration UN, the top response on Google is the still, you know, here it is, right? United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs Population Division. It's like, I just get bored. How many times have I showed this on the show, right? Replacement migration, is it a solution to declining and aging populations? The populations of virtually all countries in Europe as well as Japan will face population decline and population aging. New challenges of declining and aging populations will require comprehensive reassessments of many established policies and programs, including those related to international migration. Focusing on these two striking critical population trends, the report considers replacement migration for 8 low-fertility countries: France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, the Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and United States, and 2 regions, Europe and the European Union. Replacement migration refers to the international migration that a country would need to offset population decline and population aging resulting from low fertility and mortality rates. See, a nation is like an extended family. And this is like, you know, you going to a family reunion and going, man, we're not going to be around much longer. Well, we got, you know, grandparents had 12 kids. Parents had 4 kids. Now we're, you know, barely having one. You know, in a generation or two, there will be no more Smiths. Well, all the Smiths will be gone. And like your cousin is like, no, it's fine. We're going to call that guy a Smith now. So it's good. It's like, yeah, but that guy's not a part of our family. We want our family to continue. We want our family to grow and to get better and stronger and bigger. It's our family that we love and want to, you know, make policies to support. We want more of us. It's a problem. Nobody's having kids. We're all dying out. And they're like, it's fine. Look, it's totally fine. That dude from Nigeria, we're going to call him Smith now.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars.
And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour has begun here on American Journal. I'm going to open up the phone lines this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. NPR asks the question, what is the great replacement? And how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting suspect? Good question. I think I can answer that. Okay, the great replacement is a term applied to the acknowledged and open and well-publicized schemes from supranational and non-governmental organizations in their attempt to essentially destroy any white countries around the globe through a myriad of different processes, but the primary one would be mass migration to simply dilute the number of white people in a country. It's called UN replacement migration. That's the official term for it. It's a, again, well-publicized and acknowledged scheme being carried out. Now, if this was being done in any other to any other race or in any other country, if it was learned that, you know, a group of white people had insinuated their way into a African country and then were using their positions there to bring in millions and millions of white people into that African country for the stated purpose of diluting and destroying black people's power in that country, it would, of course, be recognized for what it is, and you would have the mainstream media completely outraged by that racist policy. But it's white people, so it's good. It's good that it's happening, apparently. This is the weird part, right? Because it is happening. It's just whether you like it or not depends on is the difference between whether you are a racist, white supremacist conspiracy theorist or whether you are, you know, the UN president of immigration or whatever they call it. It's a little different.
One of the craziest things is that if you go to Google and you type in UN population migration or
Replacement migration.
Yeah, it's still the top search result.
Top search result. It's not hard to find.
Yeah, and Google's still pushing that hate.
So, yeah, what the hell? Google. How dare you, Google? How dare you, UN? The UN is propagating the great replacement theory. And frankly, we have to shut them down. We cannot allow this international group to be pushing these white supremacist narratives of the great replacement. The UN... If anybody, the UN is the biggest propagator of the Great Replacement conspiracy theory, and they must be shut down and silenced. We have to shut down the UN before they infect more, you know, gullible people into this white supremacist conspiracy theory about the Great Replacement. We have to shut down the UN right away. We have to destroy all of their funding and eliminate them entirely because they are the ones responsible for pushing this Great Replacement narrative. We cannot allow it. It must be curtailed and stopped. And I hope NPR can join me on this mission to eliminate the UN completely and entirely. After all, it is their, you know, branch of population immigration control that is the one pushing this conspiracy theory, which, as we know, is not happening and doesn't exist, but it is happening and it's good. Hope you're not confused by this. In short, the Great Replacement is a conspiracy theory that states non-white individuals are being brought into the United States and other Western countries to replace white voters to achieve a political agenda. Now, interestingly, this is obviously true, and they actually brag about it quite a bit and explain that this is exactly what they're doing in no uncertain terms. In fact, you can find headlines from places like the Washington Post that say, yes, we can replace them. Like, that's the crazy – like, I just can't take any of this seriously. It's all a giant joke. Yes, they're replacing Americans. Yes, they are replacing white people. Yes, they all despise white people and are very open about that fact. They're doing everything they can to destroy, you know, white nuclear families, and white people having children is a hate crime, and all this sort of stuff. Like, they're open about it. They talk about it. But just, we can't, okay? We can't.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply, and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. The Great Replacement's not happening. It doesn't exist. Immigration, not happening. George Soros, he's not a person. He's not giving millions of dollars, billions even, $18 billion to far-left radical organizations. The UN is certainly not going around to third world countries and handing out packets of information about how to apply for asylum, even when you don't actually, even though you don't actually fill the prerequisites to take advantage of the asylum program. They tell you the words to use to get in, but that's not happening. They're not giving prepaid credit cards to migrants. They're not ferrying them to the southern border. They're not supplying them lawyers. They're not in the offices of the Department of Homeland Security perpetuating this entire invasion. No, it's not happening, folks. I mean, it is, and it's good, but you're not allowed to dislike it. I think that's sort of the point here. What they're criminalizing is the ability to oppose what they're doing. You can talk about what they're doing as long as you're celebrating it. It's as simple as that. You're not allowed to dislike what they're doing anymore, even when they're explicitly targeting you and your family and your race. So again, the Great Replacement theory is just totally false and untrue. Of course, it's somewhat awkward when you have just headline after headline confirming this exact thing. Ghost of Chud at DigiChud on Twitter posted this in response to Wajahat Ali saying Republicans need to answer. And I'll get into what Wajahat said in just a second. But, the Great Replacement, total theory, total white supremacist theory. Here's the New York Times spreading this white supremacist theory. Trump's last stand for white America. We face a choice between true renewal and a warped fantasy of the past. We can replace them. I think this was also New York Times, maybe it was Washington Post. We can replace them in Georgia, a chance to rebuke white nationalism. Stacey Abrams leading the voting march. From Fox News, having a white nuclear family promotes white supremacy, says New York professor. Yes, diversity is about getting rid of white people, and that's a good thing, by Emily Goldstein from the Thought Catalog, May 26, 2015. Yes, diversity is about getting rid of white people, and that is a good thing, folks. Don't you forget it. Of course, you also have this. The SPLC, Mark Potok's office, tracking the decline of the white population and percentage change of foreign-born in Europe year over year, like a CEO tracks quarterly profits. Now, this is from a documentary about the SPLC, and it just so happened that they pan across the office, and you see this handwritten chart. Says non-Hispanic white proportion of U.S. population. You see, in 1920 it was 90%. That remained that way until the 40s. By 1960, you have 85%. And they even make a little note here. 1965 is about 83%. 1965 is important because that is when the law was actually passed that explicitly, determined by race who would get in, favoring non-white people over white people. By the 80s, it was 79%. By 2000, 69%. By 2015, 62%. Now, see, if you're in the right wing and you're sitting there tracking the decline of the white population by percentage over time, you're that's insane. That's an insane thing to do. Who would do that type of thing? Sit there and track the population of as if it's some big conspiracy? No, but it's the left wing doing it like a CEO tracking profits, right? Going through and just seeing the success of their work come to be. But, you know, Wajahat Ali says Republicans need to answer for mainstreaming conspiracies and talking points that have radicalized individuals to commit violence. Again, we just showed a bunch of headlines. Clearly, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the UN need to answer for mainstreaming these conspiracies. This includes replacement theory, QAnon, and the deep state. These are white supremacist theories that are now part and parcel of the GOP. See, it's not just the great replacement. It's QAnon. It's the deep state. So you just shouldn't be allowed to talk about any of this stuff. You shouldn't be allowed to speculate or to talk about or to disagree with these people, okay? And whether we want to predicate it on white supremacy and fighting back against white nationalism or just call it QAnon and just censor it that way. The point is it's your thoughts that are bad. It's your opinions that are bad. They should be able to do whatever they want to whoever they want and understand that it's a good thing for those people. Your extinction is a positive. You need to understand that. So thank you NPR and New York Times and Washington Post and the UN for perpetrating this concept. It's kind of hilarious. Kind of very, very funny. But also it is real. Mainstream right wing. He's a mainstream Republican, according to the Rolling Stones. Killed 10 people, live streamed his murder of 10 innocent people. And that makes him just a normal average Republican. See, it's not even so much the white supremacy stuff or anything like that. It's just the fact that he's a Republican, okay? Which I don't think he was. I think he was a communist, according to his own manifesto. But none of that matters. It's the fact that Republicans exist out there. That's the real danger. That's the real threat here. Just incredible. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Jonathan in Miami. Thanks for calling in, Jonathan. You are on the air.
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning.
Man, this is just total insanity. Like, all of this stuff. I live in the hood, but I go to white areas. I know a lot of police officers. I'm like, where are the white supremacists at? Like, I keep hearing about it. I'm like looking for them. I go out there like, where are they at? Let's find them. I can't find one. I'm like, I'm turning over every rock and stone. I'm like, wait, where are they at?
They're everywhere, Jonathan. They're absolutely everywhere. They're watching you when you sleep. They're teaching your children. I mean, who knows? It's horrifying. No, but they did find one. They found one. He's a shooter in Buffalo. So, you know, that's it.
I mean, yeah. All right. Now that guy. Okay. And like, look, I've met one, like one real redneck. But he, even though he, I can't even say he was weak. He was, he had strong opinions, but he was not like crazy, like, hey, let's hang somebody. Or, wait, not like that, but would he have done it? Did he do it? I don't know. But he was cool as hell. I used to chill this guy. Like, I'm like, wait, but you can't be that racist. You're hanging out with a bunch of black people. Like, so.
You're hanging out with a racist white guy, but it was, he was hanging out with a bunch of black people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this whole narrative that they keep pushing, like, that we hate, everyone hates each other. No, I mean, okay, you know, you got a couple of people that went off the rail. But for the most part, people don't hate each other. Like, just think about it. Like, when were you younger, did you ever look at anybody about, or even consider what color they are? Like, no one thought about race until they tried to tell you about race and program you to think some sort of way. But nobody thinks that way naturally. Like, you're just another person, you know? So, whatever. I don't know. So,
no, but I get exactly what you're saying. You're right. You go out in the real world, there's no racism, there's no hatred, there's no, like, you know, friction. Everybody loves each other. Everybody's Americans. Everybody just gets along. We find things that we enjoy, and we find other people that enjoy it. We don't really care what type of person they are. Oh, you like video games? I like video games too. Cool. Let's play together. You know, it's like, that's how America actually is, until the media comes along and says, actually, everybody is a racist extremist, and we get to control your thoughts now. It's incredible.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't as strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we'll go out to your phone call here. It's just so crazy. The great replacement conspiracy theory doesn't exist, but we are going to celebrate it and tell you that it is happening, and it's totally natural and good. The great reset, total stupid, wild-eyed, tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that we're all into and celebrate and love, right? It's just, like, it's just wild. And they, I guess, I kind of feel sorry for the left-wingers in this, the leftists. I feel bad for them because they still got to admit the truth. They still got to admit the facts. Like, this, okay, so this Rolling Stone article, this is the right one, right? The Buffalo shooter isn't a lone Republican. He's a mainstream Republican, or a lone wolf. He's a mainstream Republican. Yep. Just totally your normal mainstream Republican, this guy. Then later, they spend about a page and a half talking about the ridiculous, stupid, just totally nonsensical, doesn't exist theory of the Great Replacement. And then about a page in, they say this, quote, "The demographics of the United States are changing, and the share of population considered white is shrinking. This change is occurring faster than anticipated. Thanks to the relative ages of white and non-white populations in the country, the non-white population trends significantly younger, and all national population growth is being driven by non-white groups, according to analysis by Brookings." I'm sorry, is this a segment of the Racist Manifesto? Like, it's so funny. They're literally, like, in their article, they literally are just like, yes, the white population is shrinking, and we are deliberately destroying the white majority in white countries. Again, I don't get this. Do you have to be white to understand that this is an attack on white people? Are black and Hispanic and Jewish people not aware this is going on, or, like, they think it's a good thing? I'm a little confused here. Because what's going on? What's happening here? Just trying to be consistent. Just trying to actually, you know, have beliefs that you uphold regardless of who they apply to, right? See, let me try to explain to the people out there. My belief is that people should have a say over their country's politics. People should be able to vote for politicians that put their country's interests over anybody else, that it's wrong and weird and bad to have, you know, racially explicit immigration policies with the express purpose of diluting and destroying the majority of a country with people of a different race. Like, that's wrong. And if it was happening in Antigua, I'd be against it there. If it was happening in Cameroon or the Congo, or anywhere else in Africa, or India, or the Middle East, be like, this is weird and wrong. It's not good. And everybody else in the world would recognize that. Would go, wait, you're deliberately eliminating population. Like, and we've done it before, where, you know, I did a big thing comparing the Uyghurs to the Irish. And the way that, you know, the mainstream media will write about the Uyghur population in China being forcibly delocated, you know, dislocated from their ancestral homeland. Policies being implemented to encourage abortion, to, you know, and the Chinese government came out and they said, we're freeing the Uyghur women from the burden of being mothers by removing their uteruses forcibly from them. Just like, my God, that's horrific. And of course, the mainstream media recognizes these are deliberate policies in place to shrink with the intention of eliminating the Uyghur population. And it's horrific and wrong and bad. They recognize that. And when it comes to Ireland and you have the lead Irish banks and the lead governments of, you know, in place in Ireland going, yeah, we need 4 million immigrants in 10 years. Oh, by the way, our population is only 4 million. So we need 4 million immigrants to replace our population of native, you know, 4 million Irish people. Totally normal and good. Totally fine. It's just bizarre. It's just so bizarre. Like, they say all this. I don't know. Is this an article about how wrong the manifesto is, but it sounds like it's quoting the manifesto. As the era of white majority nears its end, right? Like, they're like, yeah, we are destroying the white majority, and the white majority is coming to an end. But they're saying, but it's just happening naturally, and no one's in charge of it, and no decisions are being made to carry this out, and nobody wants this to happen, but nobody's doing anything to stop it, and how dare you even point out it exists? You're the bad one. Just incredible. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Elizabeth in Ohio has a correction. White people taking over South Africa. What's this about, Elizabeth? Elizabeth from Ohio, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your comment?
Okay, my comment is, well, 4 points, first of all. Number one, I want to say what a good product Vitamin Mineral Fusion is, and Bone Ease, and DNA Force, and X3.
Bodies, okay. Yeah.
Now, the second point is white people kind of did go to Africa and take over, and that's where we all had the apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they went to Africa to take it over. They did the same thing in Australia. Well, just so you know, and I'm a big fan of yours, so just so you know that, and I agree with your last caller, no one is really born racist. They learn that.
Yeah.
That's a learned behavior. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and say that. And I was reading something that you had on the air earlier, and I wrote a statement about it.
All right.
And I just said, Biden, total BS, and I don't mean Bible study, in writing, guess what? He's not talking about the scumbag that ran over children in a parade. He was talking about the left-wing manifesto-writing white supremacist Antifa member. CNN and all the mainstream media should be proud they created this guy. Just fueling the fires, all Biden is trying to do, and black people are not going to fall for it. We're sick of him playing the race card. It's not going to work anymore. A murderer is a murderer, no matter what color they are.
I agree completely, and I agree with your statements about South Africa and Australia and elsewhere. I mean, happened here in America, too. I mean, you see the policies that were carried out against the Native Americans. It was horrific and gruesome, and they didn't deserve that, and it's a tragedy that they're gone now, and that's what I would – that's what we should do. We should do like a flashback. It would be like an Old West news report about the dangerous, hateful ideology of manifest destiny and how these Native American extremists are coming up with this crazy conspiracy theory of manifest destiny, claiming that white people are trying to replace them on their own lands. It doesn't exist, folks. The Native Americans are not going extinct. They're not being driven out of their homelands. They're not being replaced by white people. It's all scurrilous and imaginary. It doesn't exist. Of course it exists. And of course it's bad. And of course, I would like to think that these same people, you know, would be standing up for them. But, you know, who knows? These people are morons. They'd probably be right along with colonization that took place replacing native populations in the 1700s. It's just, it's different now because I guess white people deserve it. Even the Irish, who have never colonized anybody, they deserve it too.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during our major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. We are halfway through the program today, and I've not once asked you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Dereliction of duty on my part. Please do support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can see just the way they're treating this Buffalo shooter. Like it's been one day, right? And they've gone from Buffalo shooter is a to white supremacists, danger to, he represents all Republicans to, it's QAnon in the deep state, and it's basically Republican free speech that's the real issue here, and we have to eliminate free speech entirely. We know the attacks against free speech are accelerating moment by moment, and we continue to fight back against the singular monolithic voice of the mainstream media here on InfoWars. And you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Experience the power of B12 and Survivor Shield X2. You can get both of those 40% off when you buy the combo, Ultra 12 and Survivor Shield X2 combo, 40% off. You can get 40% off Ultra 12 by itself, incredible supplement. You can also get up to 50% off the gold coins when you buy three of them, which is just a massive, massive savings there. And, of course, the T-shirt blowout sale continues. Oh, looks like we have some new sales on here. So the Supercharger Natural Potential with Alpha Power. So I guess Alpha Power is back in stock. That's been out for a while, but it's now back in stock and 40% off. So if you want to get Alpha Power, you have not been able to for a while, but you can now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do support us. We'll go out to your phone calls. Once again, I do want to show this meme that actually got a Twitter account banned for this. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but be radicalized on 4chan, he says. So you're radicalized on 4chan. This is the Buffalo shooter. Radicalized on 4chan. Decide you have to save the white race, but you don't have children. You don't start a political movement. You don't contribute to your community. You do decide to commit a mass shooting. So you type up a manifesto, not name-dropping all the websites that the feds want banned. You use all the gear the feds want banned. You use the weapons the feds want banned. You drive past the anti-white politician, drive past the federal building, drive past the illegal immigrant sweatshop, shoot up a grocery store filled with white people, allow yourself to be captured, fueling the white privilege myth. I mean, it's just like way to do everything in complete contradiction of your stated goals. Way just to hand over piles of ammunition to your enemies, you absolute moron. Vicious psychopath. Who, again, was wanted to shoot up his school. Like, he's just he's a psychopath. And he's probably put on some sort of SSRIs when he was, sent to the mental hospital at some point. It's just completely inhuman and backwards and ridiculous. So there you go. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Andrew from New Jersey has called in a correction on the correction. So this is about the previous caller that we took about South Africa. Andrew, what's your comment on South Africa?
First, I want to say she was right when she said racism is a learned thing, and she sounds like she's a racist, like she learned it, that because she cherry-picked. And also, if she's an info warrior, that's terrible, because us info warriors are one pro-American, libertarian, live and let live. You know, we're tolerant. We're not racist. Even though they want to lie and, of course, say that you and Alex would be, but you're exactly, I would describe, the opposite of racist. But her mistake was, first, in South Africa, it wasn't just apartheid of white and black. It was apartheid of black and black. The Hitu and the Tswati, the other tribe, were separated because they hated each other and wanted to kill each other. And the Christian convert, who was one of those two tribes, said he was going to join the army so he could learn how to use heavy weapons, long guns, rifles. He was going to learn that, come back, and he was going to shoot the other tribe people. He hated the white, but he hated the other black more than he hated the white. So it wasn't just white separated from black. So that's a myth there. And also, black enslaved each other, like I told liberals in New Jersey and Starbucks. When Native Americans enslave, steal the land, on PBS they'll say, oh, such and such tribe pushed out the other tribe. But when it's white, they say they conquered and they took over. I told the liberals that if you get enslaved, raped, and killed by a guy that's the same race as you, it's just as bad as if the guy's from overseas. And lastly, black Muslims and Arabic Muslims, they traveled the world enslaving and conquering also. So what she said, how she presented it, was racist, because she just cherry-picked whites, and that was a racist, false, huge depiction.
I see. Yeah, I see your point, and I got you there. I mean, for me, it's a useful, illustration where you can just point to a historical case study and go, so you're against it here, but you're for it over here. It's the same thing that's happening in either place. But when it's white people doing it, it's bad, it's evil, it's wrong, it must be stopped, it's white supremacy. But when it's happening to white people, then it's good, and how dare you even, say that it's a bad thing. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, about the entire coast of Ireland was depopulated. Like, there was a long time when there were no settlements in this one particular area of Ireland within like a mile of the coast, because if you made your settlement too close to the seas, the Ottomans would see you on their ships and pull their ship up to the beach and go in and take everybody from your village and send them off to slave camps. So yeah, it's just a fact of human existence. White people didn't do it any more than anybody else did it. But yeah, choosing South Africa or even choosing the Native Americans, for me, it's just sort of a point to illustrate, if you're against it then, why are you not against it now? Why is your belief so inconsistent, whereas we believe in consistency in this? And I remember, like, my wife got mad at me one time because we had this really great postcard from Lockhart, Texas, that shows a bunch of Native Americans riding around, but they're all wearing, like, top hats and waistcoats, because the Native Americans had gotten mad at the white people and had gone to attack their settlement, and all the white people got on a ship and just went out and waited offshore for the Native Americans to ransack the area and run away. And my wife got mad because I saw this image of the Native Americans, celebrating their attack on white people. And I was just like, these idiots. And she's like, well, why would you call these people idiots? They're defending their homeland. And it's like, yeah, but what happened to them? Like, did this help? Was this a good thing for them to attack a bunch of white people and, drive them out and kill a bunch of women and children? So then the white people are like, well, we got to go kill those natives. And it's this, cyclical pattern of destruction. Like, no, it wasn't right. And the Native Americans, I wish they had, frankly, handled things better. I wish white people would handle things better here. It's like, you've got to recognize what's going on and fight it intelligently. So as much as I'm against what happened to the Native Americans, I can also point to the Native Americans who, were being beaten and were just doing stupid things like killing innocent white people. It's the same thing that's happening now. It's like, what are you doing? If you don't want the white people to exterminate you, then don't raid their villages and kidnap their wives and children and run off. They're clearly more powerful than you. Like, don't do that. You need to be smarter. Maybe you'd still be around today in large numbers. And that's what I would want. I think it's tragic what happened to the Native Americans. And I think it's tragic what's happening to white people right now. That's a consistent belief of mine. And both of these things are sort of related. That's my opinion anyway. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, it certainly appears they're getting what they want with this white supremacist attack on these black neighborhoods. We can't talk about anything but race now for the next 3 weeks straight, right?
Right.
That we can't ever go back to talking about the stolen election that Dinesh D'Souza came out with essentially the proof of, but now we're never going to talk about that. He misnamed his movie. It should not have been named 2,000 Mules. It should have been named 54,000 Mules. They were all employees of Mark Zuckerberg. If you just lower the criteria from 10 Dropboxes visited to 5, you find out that there was actually 55,000 employees of Mark Zuckerberg stealing the election in the 6 swing states. And we're going to talk about race for the next 3 weeks.
It's a perfect point, Jefferson. It's a complete distraction from everything else that's going on. I guess we're falling for it right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
A riotous mob, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. We'll be taking your calls this segment. And then in the next hour, we'll be welcoming John Doyle to the program, talk about some of the work he's doing, really making a difference in the political sphere. And we're very excited to talk to him about that. We're also going to be staying a little bit late today for a web exclusive. So make sure to go to band.video later today to see an exclusive report about Sri Lanka and India and the troubles going on there. You may have seen videos recently. They're literally chasing down politicians in the street. Sri Lanka is in basically a state of complete chaos right now. And we'll be talking with one of our very informed callers, Simon, about that. So there will be an exclusive up at band.video under the American Journal tab later today. But now let's go out to your phone calls. We have Angelo in Washington. Wants to talk about the WHO and the total takeover that's coming at six days away from the May 22nd summit about the World Health Organization pandemic treaty that will supersede all national sovereignty. Thanks for calling in, Angelo. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Thank you again for taking my call. It's the second time I get on. This is freaking awesome.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to thank you. I wanted to tell you guys a great job you guys are doing. And you are probably one of the best broadcasters or hosts, for me anyway. And you are showing us how it's done, man. And I really, really appreciate you guys and InfoWars and everyone there.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you as well.
Awesome. Thank you, brother. Well, I'm calling, yeah, in regards to the WHO takeover of our constitution. It's going to be held in Geneva, Switzerland. It is the 75th World Health Assembly. And the World Health Assembly is the decision-making body of the WHO. And it will be voting on these specific proposed amendments that I think if they pass will be the end of this country. And I feel like the world.
Yeah.
And this, right? And this is setting up the stage for another pandemic and another shutdown. And this will be the final nail in the coffin as I see it.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And of course, it's not getting really any discussion in the mainstream media, but it is a huge, huge international agreement going on. I did see one article today saying this would basically surrender our sovereignty to China, but really it's more than that. It's an international coalition that they're creating, and it is absolutely the next step in the New World Order. I mean, they're coming out and saying it now, right? They are establishing a world government that will supersede national governments, oh, yeah, completely unelected. And actually, I'm going to show a segment. It's not the full video, but in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to show a segment by BBC broadcaster Neil Oliver talking about the pandemic treaty and the real threat that it poses to the democracies worldwide, the ability for people to actually have a say in their government. So we're going to cover that in the next hour. But thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, Angelo. It is certainly what we're being distracted. One of the many things that we are being distracted from with this mass shooting. But of course, you know, we got to cover the news and we got to cover the hot topics. So, but we'll make sure to discuss the World Health Organization treaty in the next segment and the next hour as well. Thanks so much for that call, Angelo, and for those very kind words. Let's go now to Diana in Michigan. Thank you so much for calling in, Diana. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I'm a kind of regular caller, I guess, to the American Journal. So thank you so much for being available to us public.
Of course.
But the number one thing that I was thinking about calling today is, over 10 years ago, I found it's kind of like a business card, double-sided, and it was just at a local independent shop of mine. And on one side, it says, "You're the resistance." On the other side, it says, "Spread the word, join the fight, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I put that on my fridge, and over the years, it would always remind me to, if there's any kind of big news story, to check the narrative and see what Alex Jones has to say about whatever.
Right.
So I'm thinking now would be a great idea if you guys could kind of recreate that, but obviously not with PrisonPlanet.tv, but instead put Ban That Video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and maybe even the InfowarsStore.com. And I'm in another group, a vaccine choice group, and they make cards similar to this, but they have their own QR code where you can scan on the card, and it'll take you directly to the site. So what I'm thinking is if you guys could recreate those cards, but with those websites and QR codes that would directly take, you know, the viewer to those sites and include them in the packages when people buy from the InfoWars store, and then they could spread them around their local neighborhood to get into the third dimension, like, because all this, the direct links are censored if you try to send it in, like, a text or, you know, like Facebook Messenger or whatever.
Right.
So if you could have like a 3D physical card that you can strategically place on like bulletin board, you know, other public places that people would frequent, you know, places that would maybe like a gun shop or whatever. People were kind of more like like-minded.
Well, you know, it's a good idea. And of course, when you buy from InfoWars store, you always get at least a few little bumper stickers. People always, or the you know, the guys in the warehouse who pack the supplies always include a couple of free bumper stickers for you there. And it's a great way to spread the word and get the message out and just give your fellow InfoWarriors a little rush of good feeling when they see it you know, out there in the wild. I saw one. I was in Albuquerque over the weekend, and we're walking on the street, and there sitting on the telephone pole is an Infowars.com sticker. It's I can't remember which one it was exactly. I think it was the media's the virus one. But, you know, of course, it's just gives you a nice feeling going, okay, there's fellow InfoWarriors around me right now. And it always is fun to see those out in the wild. So yeah, any store, any purchase from InfoWarsStore.com, you're going to get some bumper stickers that always include InfoWars.com and band.video. And just as it did with Diana, it can wake people up. People can see it and go, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll go look at it and maybe, you know, awaken to the lies that they've been hearing from the mainstream media for so long. Thank you so much for that call, Diana. I really do appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in California. Thanks for calling in. Tim, you are on the air. 10 dead is a tragedy. 106,000 dead is a statistic. I know what that means. What's killed 106,000 people in this country, Tim?
Leaving the border open and letting fentanyl be our enemy. Kill all our good working class kids and all our working citizens. Who's doing that? You know, it's funny. You got all these statistics. Seems to me like, for example, the Vietnam War, there was 58,000. It took 10 years. We lost 16 people every single day for 10 years.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. But how about, let's just pick on one city. I'm sorry, Chicago, but let's just pick on one city. The first quarter of this year, 178 people were dead. Looking at the weekend news here from Chicago, WGTW, 33 people shot in 28 separate shootings with
Jesus.
Three teens among five killed. So, you know, we can rack up just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people getting, that's just one city, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people getting shot, but you can't say a word until it finally matches exactly the profile.
Right.
And almost without exception, even when it matches the profile, you're going to find out that, hey, see something, say something, see something. Okay, well, people are saying something. So what do you do? Well, we did an investigation and closed the investigation. But what did you do? Well, we just let them go ahead and do it. I see.
You're exactly right, Tim. And, man, fentanyl, 106,000 dead, one of the top killers of teens in the entire – I think it is – I believe, right, is the top cause of death for teenagers is overdoses this year. Just, like, insane. And then on top of that, you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of extra murders as a direct consequence of the Defund the Police program, of the crime rates spiking, the fact that they're releasing prisoners who have been convicted or charged with murder. They go out and murder again. It's just thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths caused by them. And then you just add up the deaths from the subway shooter and the Waukesha parade SUV attack, the shooter in the supermarket in Colorado. You could add those up, and it's like 500 deaths to, you know, the 10 here. As if you can even, like, compare these two things. Any death is a tragedy. Any murder is a tragedy. But you're right. They focus on certain ones because they have political agendas, not because they actually care about extra deaths. Their policies are causing hundreds of thousands of extra deaths. And it's a fantastic point, Tim. Thank you so much for your call. I do want to get to a final call here. Let's go to Douglas in California. Liberalism on the West Coast. Oh, he hung up. Well, we have less than a minute left here. Mike in upstate New York, very quickly, music recommendation for us.
Yeah, Tyson James' new song, Good Versus Evil, just came out. I'll make it short and sweet. Plug X2, plug all the other products. Fantastic. Harrison, great job, as always. And I got the crew queued it up so we can let it play and whatever, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Break from the news for a second. You know what I mean?
We're going to break right now, but we'll check this out, and we'll definitely put it into our rotation. Thank you for that suggestion. Tyson James, Good Versus Evil. We'll be back on the other side with a quick note from a BBC broadcaster and then John Doyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Anyone remember voting for the World Health Organization to take control of our lives? No, me neither. And yet here we are, teetering on the brink of joining most of the countries of the world in surrendering our national sovereignty under the terms of a proposed new pandemic treaty. Once British ink is dry on the necessary paperwork, we and most of the rest of the billions living on planet Earth will, in the event of another pandemic, take our instructions not from politicians we actually voted for and could hypothetically at least have the option of getting rid of, but from the unelected faceless bureaucrats of the WHO. This is no conspiracy theory, by the way, no tin hats required. This is real and happening now, and a whole lot of people would rather you weren't paying attention. The WHO is a fabulously wealthy offshoot of the United Nations. It has its head office in Geneva and is presently headed by Ethiopian-born Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Know much about him? No, nor me. He and it are funded by 194 member states and also by donations from private entities. As things stand, most of its money comes from the United States of America, from communist China, and from computer salesman and international man of mystery Bill Gates. Let us remember that for the past 2 years, the WHO has loudly celebrated the approach taken by China to the handling of COVID-19. Even now, as tens or perhaps hundreds of millions of Chinese citizens remain locked in their homes in scores of cities across that country, and after unknown numbers have died in those circumstances, including some who committed suicide by leaping to their deaths from their tower block imprisonment, the WHO continues to applaud the tactics of the Chinese Communist Party that is its benefactor. For his own part, Bill Gates, who struggles even to control viruses in the software sold by Microsoft, is on record admiring the draconian approach taken by Australia, to the extent that he has said that, in his opinion, the world would have had greater success in eliminating the disease, the one that more than likely leaked from a lab in China, if only more nations had followed the Australian model, locked everyone down and sought zero COVID. Now we in Great Britain, without so much as a by your leave from our leaders, and along with around 95% of the world's population, must contemplate a future in which decisions about what we will be ordered to do in the face of another pandemic will be taken by the unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats of the Chinese Communist Party worshipping WHO under the unseemly influence of a tech billionaire with no more qualifications in the fields of medicine and disease control than I have. It's worth remembering that President Donald Trump insisted on divorce from the WHO on the grounds that it was too close to China, only for President Biden to remarry them again in 2021. All of that is history, however. In a matter of days, the World Health Assembly will meet in Geneva for a vote on the treaty. The target date for final ratification is in May 2024, but by then the power grab will have long been completed. Amendments written into the proposed treaty by the re-enamoured Biden administration will see 194 nations cede sovereignty over national health care decisions to the WHO. The WHO would thereby have decision-making power over and above our own government and every other government. Consider this. When you watch footage of the 26 million people of Shanghai locked down in their homes, their cats and dogs beaten to death in the street, the WHO would, by the terms of the new treaty, have the power to impose the same on cities here. Know too that under the terms of the treaty, the WHO does not have to show any data to legitimise its conclusions or decisions. It's also worth knowing, to say the least, that it would be up to the WHO to define what the next pandemic is. Seeing how things are going, I would hardly be surprised to hear about a pandemic of obesity or of heart attacks followed
by Neil Oliver. What would happen if Alex Jones had a Scottish accent and a Xanax prescription? Much calmer, very informative, and incredible argument against the World Economic or the WHO's pandemic treaty by Neil Oliver. You can find that full video on Twitter. We'll be back on the other side with John Doyle to talk about the up-and-coming political revolution that may just save this country.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of The American Journal has begun. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Remember, you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Helps us produce all of the shows that we have, the incredible content producers at band.video. And, of course, it helps us to get the great guests that we get. My guest for this hour is John Doyle, conservative commentator. He is a conservative commentator who discusses news, culture, and politics, and is universally hated by liberals, socialists, and communists. Basically, if the communist revolution does happen, he will surely be among the first to die in a state-sanctioned execution for unmentionable crimes against the collective. He and I will proudly be lined up against the wall and murdered if we fail in our mission to save this country and the world from the communist takeover. You can find his website at heckoffcommie.com. That's heckoffcommie.com. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, what you said is unironically true, and that's often what I have to bring up whenever people accuse people like us of not taking this seriously enough, or rather taking it too seriously. They'll be like, come on, man, it's just politics. I'm like, you don't understand. I don't use an Anon account. I don't have, like, a V for Vendetta mask. Like, they're going to kill me if we don't pull this off. So we've placed everything on the table.
We're all in. That's what I always – like, we're all in. We've bet it all on this. Yeah, you're putting your face up and you know, being a commentator in this realm, you understand how insane our opposition is. And if they get into power, there's no way they're going to let us just keep spouting off in the way that we do. Now, I love your title, Heck Off Commie. It's great. It's both like this throwback kind of like to the 1950s, but of course it's as modern as you can possibly get. What's behind the name Heck Off Commie? Why'd you choose that?
Well, see, like, your show has a good name, you know, American Journal with Harrison Smith. I didn't like the whole, like, you know, the so-and-so show. It seems too repetitive. And I liked how Gavin McInnes had, you know, like, get off my lawn. It's like a command almost. So literally what happened, I used to work at a Subway, and I would always work the morning shifts, and I would just drink a ton of black coffee. So I was, like, skitzing out. I was like, oh, what's the name? What's the name? And I was like, Heck Off Commie. It's Reddit tier. It's innocent. Great. But then little do they know, you know, beyond the old retro aesthetics and everything, beyond the World War II memorabilia, we are red pilling the masses. So it's a good aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And you really are. I mean, your YouTube channel is huge. 338,000 subscribers, which is absolutely gigantic. What do you think it is that appeals to people about your content? What void are you filling that the rest of the dissident media is sort of missing? So I think you have a very particular angle on things. What is that angle, and why do you think that speaks to especially young people?
I think I just give answers that are more satiating to questions that people have. You know, a lot of times you can't really transcend beyond the approved talking points of a lot of mainstream conservatism, which when you're introduced to conservatism as a young person, that's all you're really going to get into. And you're also young, so you're asking questions and your brain is still very, formative. And so I think that what we present on my show is a set of answers that's just simply more satisfying to young ears. And, you know, they kind of want to take things a little bit further. Whereas if you're maybe an older listener, you're kind of more or less crystallized in your sort of framework as to how you view the world. And the problem is that that framework that has basically gotten our country to where it is now in terms of losing virtually all ground to the left.
Right. And I mean, do you think that do you have any hope for this country? I'm struggling more and more now, and I, you know, people will always ask me, like, are we doomed? You know, is it totally hopeless? And, you know, my response is always like, I'm not doomed. John Doyle's not doomed. My family's not doomed. Like, we're going to create families. We're going to grow. We're going to continue to be strong and to, you know, push our beliefs. But as a whole, is there a political solution to the problems that we face right now? And if so, what is that political solution?
That's a good question. I agree with the general sentiment there too. A lot of time I call these people like purists. They'll come at me and they'll try to, you know, nitpick my ideology and get it like to exactly match theirs. As long as I can, you know, raise a family, go to a little league game and not have to worry about people trying to groom my children, I'm more or less going to say that like we've taken the country back. But in terms of if there's a political solution, I would argue that I don't think that we've exhausted all options politically. You know, we've never actually had a wave of like authentically right-wing candidates occupying the halls of Congress. You know, we've had people who are selling us false advocacy or false hope, but they've never actually, you know, done it the proper way. And to this, people say, well, this is just like when the communists say, you know, well, that wasn't true communism. You know, you're saying that wasn't true. Well, it's a little bit different because we're not talking about running the same strategy but doing it better. We're talking about changing the way that the right views power, not as something to just be maintained in this vacuous state where we're going to try to shrink the government as small as possible. I mean, I'm sure if, you know, we had our ideal government, we would shrink it in terms of like tax dollars actually being used to fund the government. But my ideal state doesn't look like that. My ideal state would actually be something more akin to like what we saw in the, I guess, first half of the 20th century, where it was actively suppressing communist speech and communist political advocacy, which it was only upon us stopping that everything was able to become so paused, to use some vocab from the internet, in a way that's disadvantageous to American patriots.
Yeah, it's an appropriate term, I think. That's great. Yeah, change the way the right wing views power. I think that is sort of the big change that's happening now, is we're seeing the way that socialists get into power, and it doesn't matter what position they're supposed to be fulfilling, right? They don't get up and go, I'm going to be the best judge I can be. They get up and go, okay, now I'm judge. Now it's time to use that power to put forward my own ideology. And that's just, I mean, all the left seems to understand that completely, and the right wing seems completely on the back foot, you know, 99% of the time. Is this just a younger generation thing? Like, do we just sort of have to wait for the Gen Z people that understand this dynamic to get old enough to be elected into office? Or do you think there are people right now that are worth voting for and can actually, you know, make that change now? John Doyle has fallen asleep on us now. We clearly dropped the connection. We'll bring John Doyle back on in just a second. Let me know whenever y'all get him back. But, you know, I met John Doyle at The Blaze when I was there with Elijah Schaefer, and it was kind of an amazing thing. I was a little bit humbled by it. The dude's very young. Let's be honest here. I'm an old man in the right-wing sphere of politics. It feels very weird. I'm 32 years old, and yet people like John Doyle and Jake Lloyd and Nick Fuentes, like, they're like in their early 20s, and it's mind-blowing to me, and it makes me feel old and not a little bit jealous. But it was funny being at The Blaze and being on Elijah Schaefer's show, and John Doyle was saying some things that I was going, whoa, that's pretty intense, man. Like, I'm an InfoWars, but even that is a little bit intense for me, and yet it stuck in my mind, and I was thinking about it, and, you know, by the next day or you know, even just later that day, it was like, man, John was really right about that. That was actually really the right way to think about things. And I thought that was very impressive, because there's not a lot of people I talk to that are saying things that I haven't heard before. And yet John Doyle is able to come up with stuff that is completely different from the paradigm, whether it's the right-wing paradigm or the left-wing paradigm. And it is just this hearkening back to, I guess, the 1950s with, this heck-off commie kind of the aesthetics and everything. This is kind of the situation that we're in, though, isn't it, John, is that, like, all we want is what we had before. We're having this weird, like, we just want things to be back the way they were. And you compare it to people saying, well, it's not real communism. But that's because every time communism gets instituted, it just fails entirely. Back when our ideology ruled the roost here in America, we were the most powerful and impressive country the world has ever seen. So a little bit different on in these two, perspectives.
Yeah, and it's actually the sort of new wave of conservatism. Some even would call this neoconservatism that was the problem in the first place. You know, if you had a Congress that were comprised of people from 100 years ago, we could more or less fix the country overnight. And that's the other thing, too. We get so fixated on these little insignificant differences. Like, we know 80% of what needs to be done. You know, that last 20%, I'm sure, is up for debate. But if we could secure the borders, maybe start arresting some journalists, like, everything would be okay, probably within a few weeks. And that's actually, you know, I do want to elaborate on that, because that is a joke, but there's always a little bit of truth to every joke, isn't there? You know, there's a certain line that I think has to be drawn, and we always get so worried when we talk about arresting journalists, limiting free speech. But here's the question I would pose. We saw the media collaborate with the government over the let's say, the summer of 2020, right? The entire country was lit on fire by these activists. At what point are we going to say that these people cannot occupy the mainstream media and be advocating for these things that we know are demonstrable lies, which incite violence that destroy the livelihoods of American families, small businesses? They've killed people. Like, at what point are we going to draw the line between what the media is allowed to incite and how that benefits the government expanding its power to crack down on not even the people inciting the violence, but on just American patriots? At what point are we going to draw the line and say that's actually not protected speech? That would be akin to yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's literally inciting violence. And so what they're doing, and it's really tricky, they'll say on the one hand,
hold on,
we have to punch Nazis.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be right back on the other side with John Doyle. Don't go anywhere.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only
exists in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal. My guest is John Doyle. His website is heckoffcommie.com. Heck off, commie. Just get the heck out of here, you communist. And it's so funny. So, you know, if you're watching that last segment, unfortunately, Skype kind of crapped out on us there. So we lost John for a second. And while he was away, I said, you know, what I like about John Doyle is he says things that at first blush might make me go, whoa, that's a little bit far. Arresting journalists. Now, I'm a libertarian. I don't want to arrest you. But it's like, then you hear him out a little bit. You listen to what he's saying. And it's like, okay, that's not quite as extreme as I thought. Actually, you know, here we are in this, media paradigm where the government is directly cooperating with the media establishment to have one singular narrative that's driving us towards total destruction and collapse. And they're doing this knowingly. Maybe there's something to this. So I just want you to continue with your thought there, John. Arresting journalists. I know to our libertarian audience that might be a bridge too far, but let's hear the man out here. If you would please continue with your argument.
I would love to. I should also clarify. I was a libertarian too. I mean, I was actually, I don't want to say radicalized. I was deriving most of my political education from InfoWars during 2015 and 2016. But I think what sort of, I guess, evolved me past my libertarian phase is the idea that libertarians, in my experience and understanding, don't seem to want to do what is necessary to take the country back. And what I mean by that is simply this. You have progressives who will say that everyone should just be equal, right? I mean, that's a great idea. No one's going to contest that idea. Libertarians and anarchist types will say the same thing, but they'll say, well, the state just shouldn't exist. We should have no government or small government, and that's like a nice idea. That's not a threatening idea. Ideas that are actually threatening to the establishment are not simply serving the ends of the establishment, like the progressives, or simply saying that the establishment shouldn't exist, like the libertarians or the anarchists. They're ideas that are saying we should actually co-opt the establishment and use it to crush communists, people who are evil, and we trust ourselves to know that. We don't buy into this liberal idea of like, well, who are we to say what's right and wrong? We are Christians. We know what is right and we know what is wrong, and we are willing to suppress evil like the fire that it is to prevent it from spreading. And if men would have done that 50, 60 years ago, we wouldn't be in the position we are now. I wouldn't have to do this at, 22. Harrison wouldn't have to do this at his young age. We could go have normal jobs, normal lives, and we could barbecue, and everything would be fine. We wouldn't have to worry about being on the back foot of issues like gender identity. By the way, I would urge you to consider that. We have lost so much ground that we are literally now on the back foot of saying that there are two genders. That is an issue that we are playing defense on. Right. And so what I think is wrong with conservatives is that we all want to win, right? We all say that we're so tired of losing when we want to win. But because all we know is losing, the only thing that we are comfortable with because we know how to do it is losing. And so every time we hear something that would actually, get a right-wing movement with some teeth, we tend to flinch and we're afraid of it. So like with the journalist thing, for example, I don't actually want to go door-to-door arresting journalists. I'm simply wondering where the line is going to be drawn, because these people are colluding with the state to target American patriots. Like, look at what happened with the Libs of TikTok account. They doxed this young girl. Why did they do that? Did that contribute to the integrity of the story? Were people really reading it like, this is all interesting. I wonder where she's from. They did that because they were crossing their fingers that someone would go kill her. That's right. Why they did that. Every time they dox somebody, it's because they're hoping that some Antifa Black Lives Matter militant will just go kill them, which they've done before, by the way. And they receive no coverage from the media, no prosecution from the state or federal level. That is what they're hoping for. And so I'm simply just asking this because if you had a situation like, for example, during the Weinstein thing, there was an intelligence company that was comprised of, I believe, all ex-Israeli intelligence officials, and they were compiling blackmail on different people. So if you, for example, just had a document with the top 200 journalists in the country, and you just had their dirty secret, so to speak, whatever was in their closet, you had it in that document, and you just had it there. Those journalists would be much less inclined to go and target American patriots, go and target people who are actually advocating on behalf of the American people, because at the end of the day, all these people respond to is power. And you can't have power by just begging them to simply, like, not kill you. Because remember, I mean, why were there so many willing executioners during Bolshevik Russia? Like, these people literally want you dead. And you're never going to get them to not want that by simply, like, begging them, no, what if we just had a small government society where everyone could all get along? Like, these people don't want that. They don't want to get along. They want global communism. And part of that society means that you are not a part of it. It's not just that, haha, we beat you. It's that you have to be deleted from it. And every time these people get power throughout history, that is what happens. So if I have a little bit more of an abrasive tone, I guess, with the people who want me dead, that seems to compute to me.
Right. That's a great way to put it. You're being very rude to the people who want you murdered, right? I mean, it's absurd. And you just have to look at the way they're treating the Buffalo shooter, and they're saying, well, he's really a mainstream Republican. And really, it's the information that he's getting that's the real, you know, thing we need to target. I mean, and this isn't, you know, a YouTuber from a small town in Texas. These are like official people in positions of power going, yeah, we need to curtail the ability of the right wing to even speak. And of course, there's the classic quote is something along the lines of, you know, the people who want to be left alone will always be beaten by the people who want to win. And that's another thing that I found myself sort of struggling against is the. And again, you're right. It's like we've almost been programmed to lose. And to me, like the homeschooling thing, that's a good example where I think I differ from a lot of our audience and I differ from a lot of the traditional, more libertarian or conservative people where I go, you don't just run away. You don't just go, oh, the school's teaching something I don't like. I'm going to pull my kid out and leave. I'm getting out of here. First of all, they're going to come after you. They're going to make homeschooling illegal and they're going to force you to go to these schools or they're going to arrest you or, you know, pump your kids full of drugs. That's not an option. You can't just go create your own little paradise of conservatism. They're going to come for you. So that's not an option. But also, I don't want my kid being taught this, but I don't want any kids being taught this. We need to take the schools over and make them teach normal, good things. That's the solution, not constantly retreating. And I think it's a lesson a lot of sort of libertarians are learning. You can't just run away from this. They're going to chase you down and get you. So you got to fight back now.
Yeah, and it's also just such a sad mindset to be in. And I think it's because there's so much spiritual boomerism on the right wing, and the boomers' first instinct is always just to divorce, you know, from the wife, from the cities, from the schools, from the country. I mean, even look at what they're pushing now, like this idea of the national divorce, which in my opinion, you know, it's a good idea in that it acknowledges that we can't share a country with these people anymore, but the solution is not to split the country apart. The solution is to, like, finally get off the lazy boy and take the country back, which of course is much easier said than done, but it's like, that would ultimately be the chef's kiss of modern conservatism, right? Like, the real chef's kiss is, like, we failed to conserve everything in the country. Now, even the country, we can't conserve. The geography, we've lost Yellowstone because we can't actually go about taking power back from these people. But, yeah, no, I agree. It's impossible to brainwash or indoctrinate if you're telling the truth. So oftentimes we'll say, well, I don't want indoctrination at all. Like this idea that we can have a neutral institution. Like, no, there should be indoctrination, but it should be indoctrinating children to love their country. Like, America is the greatest country in the world. Fact. Like, that's not indoctrinating your kids. I mean, even this idea of, like, patriotism, being a patriot. Look at the word compatriot. Like, that implies unity as a country. And so, yeah, I care about my future kids, but I also care about my neighbor's children. Like, you have to care about that. And there was a time in this country where we had what I refer to as organic unity. Right. Which was before we had this wave of individualism that was pushed after World War II. That's really what I think broke the country apart. You know, there was a time where we had unity through the communities, through the churches, and at that time in this country, if they would have tried to impose a lockdown or a mask mandate, it just simply wouldn't have happened because people could stand together. They didn't need that big government to unify them. But now we've become so atomized and so de-individuated that now the only thing that can unify the country and keep it from completely collapsing is that big government that people are more than willing to vote in because they are so anxious because of how deteriorated everything has become.
Yeah, totally brilliant. I absolutely agree and could not agree more. And yeah, it's a constant division between people on the right wing. Like, we can't seem to get along with each other. We want to constantly, like, try to separate ourselves. No, we need unity in the belief that America is great and we want a safe, prosperous country where we can raise kids without worrying about having them come home in a dress or, you know, something equally absurd. More on the other side of John Doyle. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You see this? It's an InfoWars Republic defense card with original InfoWars art designed by yours truly with a little gold bar implanted in it. And on the back, it's got a hologram. There are only 25,000 of these in existence, and they'll never be made again. The bank that owns the mint that has started putting these out the last few years just sold out of 300,000 of a similar offering that was 40% more than what we're selling these for. And when you get three or more, you can get these at 50% off and they fund the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and check out this amazing new art/gold product. It's a collector's item and you'll know you helped fund the second American Revolution against the globalists at such a critical point. Get your gold bars and so much more exclusively at InfoWarStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support over the years, because without you, all of the great success we have had together would not have happened. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is John Doyle. And I want to talk about culture with John. And he was talking about during the break, we were talking about just the way that there's this globalist monoculture that's basically conforming all of these disparate sort of unique cities or states into one singular sort of corporate soulless concept of what it is to be modern. All the buildings look the same. All the signage looks the same. It's all, Austin's a great example. The drag on Austin where the campus is, it's called the drag, just a bunch of like bars. When I first started coming here 10 years ago to Austin or a little bit more, it'd be like there was like a little arcade and then there'd be like a grungy little coffee shop and then like a little hookah bar. And it was all very kind of unique and cool and uniquely Austin. And now it's like a Qdoba and a Chipotle and an Einstein Bros. Like it's just this cultural death that we're experiencing across the board. And I hate it, John. How do you feel about it?
I think it's disgusting. I mean, I travel a lot for speaking events and different things like that. And it's exactly like you said, every city, every downtown area looks virtually identical. Like if you dropped somebody off and they had no knowledge of like the street names, they would not be able to tell where they were. I mean, it's all, interchangeable. And of course the pushback is like, well, in Philadelphia, you still have to get a cheesesteak. And in Nashville, right. There's still Broadway and there's like live music. And it's like, that's not the point. There used to be actual cultures. You used to be able to tell, oh, you have an accent from this city, from this city. There were mannerisms. But now as everything has become so interconnected, all of that becomes this like disgusting mush and we get like the worst parts of it all. And that's like the thing with diversity and any sort of thing like that. It's like, what do they say? Good neighbors or good borders make good neighbors. Like if you really want diversity, you have to keep things separate so as to appreciate them all individually. Because if you mush them all together, then you're just going to get that paste everywhere. Right. And everything's going to lose its uniqueness. And so, I think it's really disgusting.
I was in Albuquerque this weekend and say what you want about New Mexico and I've said a lot about it, but they have a very unique style there, right? All the buildings are this sort of Pueblo style. I'm not sure what exactly you'd call it, but there's turquoise everywhere. There's Native American. That's not my culture. It doesn't resonate with me as much, but I like that I can go to somewhere that's not too far away. It's just a couple hours flying. It's in America, but it feels totally different. And, even though it's not my culture and it's not something that I totally resonate with, I wouldn't want a house made out of Pueblo personally, but I just love that there is that uniqueness there. I can go there and experience something that just feels different and looks different and is uniquely New Mexican or Albuquerquean or whatever you want to call it. I like that. I don't want that to go away. I don't want that to be replaced by what I like because my way is superior. No. I like Texas being the way it is and New Mexico being the way it is and these two things being different and equally wonderful. That's true diversity, if you want to call it, but really it's harmony. It's things that are different but work together and operate similarly. I think you're exactly right. We're losing the beauty of that stuff with this. And I mean, is it corporate? Is it corporations that are doing this? I mean, what do you think is behind the sort of steamrolling over all these unique cultures with the one globalist paintbrush? What's the point of this?
I think a lot of it, I'm sure there is an argument to be made economically. I think a lot of it, though, is just indicative of how, like, in despair the collective soul of the nation is. I mean, like, the art reflects the soul. Right. And, the architecture now is ugly. The cars now are ugly. I'm sure, there are people who make a little, like, I had an argument with somebody one time, and they were like, oh, well, the reason cars now look like that is because women prefer that style, and women make 80% of economic decisions. Sure. But they could still make them like that. And, look at what they did with the Ford Bronco comes back out. Everyone gets all excited. Every time a car that comes out that kind of breaks through that like little model, people get excited. And they just decided to stop making them like that. They decided to stop making buildings beautiful because they wanted to call into question like, well, really, what is beauty, man? What is art, man? I can make it look ugly. And that's actually an intelligent commentary on how we perceive beauty. It's like, stupid hippie, just make the building. No, it shouldn't have to be like stop making it about you. Make it about the building. But yeah, I mean, it's like all of that. And I think that is not coincidentally in alignment with how in despair and depressed and frankly dysgenic and disgusting we are as a people. I mean, like, imagine the buildings and the cars and the people from the 1950s, which everyone makes fun of me for idolizing, but it's like they were happy, they looked nice, they were beautiful. There's a reason people get nostalgic about that.
Right.
No one's ever going to get nostalgic about the 2010s. I mean, imagine like a group of people my age going to, you know, the milkshake bar, the drive-in theater, whatever in the 1950s, and they're going to be fat, they're going to have piercings and tattoos and dyed hair, and they're going to be like, I hate my life, I just want to kill myself. And people would be like, funny, some kind of fairy to eat this shit. I'm like, that's just, it's like, we're making jokes about how much we hate ourselves and hate our lives, and if you're white, you make jokes about how much you, like, hate yourself, and it's just like, this is not symptomatic of a healthy people in a healthy society, and I think our art reflects that very clearly.
And it's done that way purposefully, right? Like I've talked about it before here, but there was a guy who recently redid his cubicle and just put like wood lining and made it look like a little clubhouse. I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, he had like a fake little fireplace and a little mounted stuffed animals, and he made it sort of look like a lodge, like a hunting lodge, and it was beautiful. And it makes you realize, okay, the cubicle itself is not evil or dehumanizing, but when you make it all gray and drab and plain, and you know, these things don't have to be ugly. The ceilings don't have to be low. The windows don't have to be small. We could have all these things be beautiful and uplifting and spiritually sort of encouraging. Yeah, right there. I'd love to work in a little cubicle like that. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's life-fulfilling.
That's so cozy.
Right? But they make it gray. They make it drab. They are doing this on purpose to sort of dull your soul, right, and just make you sort of resonate with this ugliness. I mean, that's purposeful to keep people down, isn't it? I think it is.
Sure. I mean, I would agree with you personally. I don't know if I can prove it. It's just one of those things that I feel is true. Therefore, it's probably true. But even if it's intentional or not, I mean, the result, exactly like you said, is the same. Like, if I wanted to humiliate somebody or make them miserable because I hate them, I would make all of their buildings ugly. I would knock down the traditional architecture. I would erect disgusting buildings that would all be gray concrete structures. And that's what I would do. And not coincidentally, people are walking to work and they're just like so sad, so depressed. And anytime they get like a taste of like beauty, or they walk into a home that is not constructed primarily with drywall, but that has wood, exposed stone, brick. That's like, I mean, think about like industrial architecture. That is all of a sudden so trendy and popular. It's like, why is that? The materials are like real. It's not like drywall. You know, you've got exposed brick, you've got metal, and it's like, you know, maybe it's not the most appealing, but it's like there's something real about that that you don't get with just like bland painted drywall. I mean, there's even a war on wallpaper now.
Right.
Bring back wallpaper. You know, it's like even that is seen as tacky and outdated, but it's like, there was still something beautiful about that. Or even like, you know, wood paneling, really tacky stuff. My grandma's house, of course, had it, but it's like, that's cozy, okay? The shag carpet is cozy. There was something about that that was very cozy, and you just don't have that in houses nowadays. Everything is so minimalist and, you know, white and gray, maybe black. And it's like, where do these people put their stuff? Like, do they not have stuff? And it's all, another thing that I think is very wrong is it's all open floor plan. Everything now is open floor plan. That's satanic. I like rooms.
Right.
This whole open floor plan, it's alluding to this cultural psyop and people like see on TV. Oh, open floor plan, so I can have big Hollywood parties like I see on TV. Oh, you mean where they sacrifice children? You mean where they do blood rituals? Yeah, no thanks. I want rooms. I don't want this big open floor plan. I want rooms.
I want privacy. I want to be able to shut the door between me and everybody else and be alone for a little while with my thoughts, to take care of business, whatever I have to do. It's a human instinct. I mean, is it just humanity they despise? They just want us all living as bugs? That's the feeling I get. It's just a bunch of ants crawling around an anthill. They've taken the spiritual death of like American Psycho, and now it's trendy and cool, and it's you know, girls that work at Uber instead of guys that work on Wall Street, but it's the same spiritual death they're experiencing.
Yeah, that's why I think BAP calls them the Bugmen. I mean, it is literally like a misery loves company type situation. I think Jordan Peterson summed it up best when he said that these people want revenge against God for the crime of being. Like, they are so miserable and they hate everything that is natural and normal. I mean, there's a reason that they all look ugly, and we can point and laugh and say, haha, you're ugly. There's a reason for that. They are literally just ugly people, and that reflects on the outside. And yeah, they want war against anything that is normal and natural. And so that's why they go after everything up into even children.
Yeah, and it's not an ugliness of just like, well, they're born ugly, and when you've got too big of a nose, you're ugly, right? It's a spiritual ugliness that is manifest physically. You can see the same person, but if they were dressed demurely and you know, nicely, you'd go, that looks like a lovely person there. But when they're just, they're like aggressively ugly, like they're trying to be ugly. Wasn't that way in the 1950s? And I'm going to ask John about the 1950s when we get back and why we look back on that time with such longing, what we can do to get back there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. More than 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during our major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's counter the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal with John Doyle. HeckOffCommie.com is his website. You can also find him on YouTube if you just search John Doyle. He is a conservative commentator. A young guy is making some pretty big waves in the dissident right sphere, whatever you want to call it. But really great stuff. And of course, Heck Off Commie, even just the title, sort of harkens back to the days of the 1950s, of a more innocent time here in America. And I couldn't find the exact quote here, but in one of these articles about the Buffalo shooting, they say this thing that you've heard a million times. They say the right wing yearns for a vision of the 1950s that never actually existed. It was never real, John. It was all imaginary. Back in the 1950s, everybody was also miserable and disgusting like they are today, right? But you can watch film from the 1950s. You can watch TV shows from the 1950s. You can watch documentary footage from the 1950s. It was a very nice, pleasant place and time to live. Why do they want to tell people that that never existed? I mean, what is the impetus behind that?
And look at even the way that they frame it. This idea that, like, everything you know isn't actually true. That is the essence of how the left wields power. They gaslight. That is what women do. That is what the feminine nature does. They're saying everything you know, well, that's not actually true because it was actually really bad. So they're gaslighting you. And then also they do this thing where they try to, like, psychologize everything, right? So they'll say, oh, you don't agree with children being taught about anal sex in kindergarten? Well, that's probably because you're just a hateful person. You have something wrong with you. You know, racism and homophobia are mental disorders. So you scale that back to the 1950s where you have, like Harrison said, a very normal society. And they'll say that actually never existed because the dad was secretly gay and he was beating his wife who was on antidepressants. And the son was like, you know, they have to make up and invent all these like delusions about how that life actually was because they can't conceptualize what a normal, happy life is. They can only conceptualize deviation and despair. And so they have to project that onto everything. Like, it's literally a it's too good to be true scenario for them. And so they have to invent this idea that it was actually really bad. And the right, which controls all the narratives, doesn't want you to know that. And it's right. Like, you're just delusional.
Right. And I've seen it before where somebody will, like a left winger will post a picture of just like a nice family like grilling in the 1950s. And they're just like, this image is so evil. There's so much evil in this image. It's just like the boy with the baseball bat, the little baseball cap, yeah. And like the girl with her little doll. And it's like, what is evil about this? This looks incredibly pleasant and nice and joyful. Like, what is wrong with you that you see this and immediately project like all of these dirty secrets that these people have? No, people were just decent, nice, like hardworking people that just and they didn't feel like they needed to get involved politically or like make big changes because they felt a sense of community. And they all went, look, we're all working together to create a world that is safe and prosperous and good. And so I'll do my work from 9 to 5. I'll get paid a good wage. I'll go home. My wife has a nice dinner cooked. I'll maybe watch the game or hang out in the backyard with the fellas and grill. I mean, what a beautiful way to live. And that's what's been stolen from us. And they stole it from us and then went, it never actually existed. We stole it from you, but now we're going to tell you, you never actually had it in the first place. So despicable.
And it's funny, too, because the way that they refute that it was good by saying it was actually evil is just casting onto those people everything that they're doing. So like, oh, this is evil because they were gay and taking pills. It's like, my brother in Christ, that is you. Like, that's what you're trying to get everybody to be doing anyways. But yeah, no, it's completely true. It's like a misery loves company scenario. And the same thing, too, you'll see just a normal photo. Like, they'll literally hunt down photographs of, like, a white mother with, like, 5 white kids. And they'll post it and be like, this is evil. There's something wrong about this. This is, what do they call it, like, eco-terrorism or something. Right. Just, like, having kids. And, of course, they would never have these attitudes towards a non-white family photo, but only, like, white families. And there's something very telling about that. Again, there's something very just natural and normal about, like, white people coming together and having families. And they hate that because they, frankly, hate white people. And so when they see the results of white people getting together and living a normal life, that's why they hate that. So, you know, the anti-1950s rhetoric is partially because, you know, it was pre-feminist in some regards and, you know, pre-woke in some regards. But really, I think it's just an attack on white culture and American identity above all else.
Right. And it's funny because, yeah, if you say, like, man, the 1950s seemed really nice, you know, if you watch things from the 1950s, everybody got along and it was pleasant and everything was just kind of, you know, cute and friendly and clean and good. And people go, oh, so you want black people to be second-class citizens now? And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, they think that the only thing we love about the 1950s was the apartheid in this country, which is hilarious because if you watch interviews with black people from the 1950s, they sound just like white people. It sounds the same. They're like, oh, it was beautiful. White picket fences, you know, the wives would stay home and work and school was a really big deal. I mean, it wasn't white culture that got destroyed from the 1950s onward. It was American culture as a whole, and black people also have suffered from this. But, I mean, just what do you say to that when people go, oh, the 1950s, the only thing you like about that is racism was around?
It's just it's just not even like an intelligent argument. I was going to say the R word, but I don't know if I can say that. But like, it's like, you know, there's no metric by which black America has improved since the country has supposedly become less racist because of the civil rights movement. Like, literally none. The only thing that stayed relatively the same is, I think, like, homeownership rate. But even that should have increased, right? But it's, like, stayed the same. So they're poor. They're less educated. The family unit's been destroyed more so than other races or groups. And so it's like, you know, what, we're more tolerant now, I guess, because white people are more scared of, like, you know, making jokes in the workplace. Okay, was that worth, like you said, the collapse of American society, the trust level, everything like that? I don't think so. But, of course, they had to – this is their founding myth, so to speak, of, like, you know, post-World War II America, that the country's not about meritocracy, not about freedom, not about equality of opportunity, but about equality of outcome, about divine equality, equity even. And that's why Martin Luther King Jr. – who I have an hour and a half long video about on my channel, by the way, just to plug myself shamelessly, breaking down the true history of the civil rights movement and how that led to everything we see now with critical race theory, Black Lives Matter. Martin Luther King would have supported all of that. If you don't believe me, watch the video. I can prove it to you. But it's like, that's why Martin Luther King is the only man other than George Washington to have a federal holiday. Holiday meaning holy day. George Washington gets one because he is the founder of the country, right? I mean, he led the Continental Army to enshrine meritocracy, freedom, the individual. Look at what MLK does. He enshrines as his founding myth equality of outcome, equity, the collective interest, identity politics. I mean, that's why he's elevated to the same level. That's why he has a memorial on the National Mall dedicated to him, because what he represents as a figure, as a martyr, is that new identity of civil rights being the most important thing in American society.
Right. And of course, you know, I'm all for civil rights, but that, of course, had to come with the poison pill of government intervention going, oh, we'll help you out, black America. Don't worry about it. Daddy government's going to come help you. And of course, fast forward 40 years and the black community is in complete and utter disarray. So, yeah, good job on that, government. I'm going to have to check out that video, The Erased Truth about MLK and the Civil Rights Movement. Of course, you can find that on John Doyle's YouTube channel. Just search John Doyle. HeckOffCommie.com is the website where you can find all of his work. I think you have a really clear view of how you want this country to be. And I think that's what's lacking a lot of times from the conservative movement. We're always reacting, and you seem to be proactive. You have a vision of the world that you want to put across. And I think that's so much more effective than constantly trying to fend off the attacks from the left. Is that something you consciously do, sort of go on the offensive and saying this is what we want instead of saying this is what we don't want?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's more or less just because I don't treat these people as legitimate. You know, I'm more than willing to have a political discussion about federalism or tax policy or things like that, but I'm not going to entertain ideas that are fundamentally destructive to the fabric of the nation. I'm not going to treat that as like an actual idea, you know. Even with something like abortion, I'm not willing to walk across the debate stage and shake somebody's hand and say, okay, we're going to debate whether or not it's okay to kill children. Like, those are ideas that I think should just be crushed into the ground. And the founding fathers would have agreed, by the way. If the founding fathers could see the way the country is now, they would be a little bit more abrasive than even myself or Harrison. So, yeah, I think that anytime we go on the, you know, the defense, it is that. It is being on the defense. It is conceding ground. You know, politics is a tug of war. And anytime you entertain any of their attacks, whether it's they call you a racist or something, well, I'm not a racist. Did you know the KKK was founded by Democrats? Things like that. It's like the correct response is just to tell them to, like, go F themselves. You know, if they're not willing to engage you as, like, a well-meaning, rational political actor, then they're not even worth conversing with. Moreover, if your family is not willing to say that your relationship to them, whatever that may be, transcends political disagreements, their loss. Like, I've had people say, oh, you know, I don't want my family to cut me off. If that relationship is hanging by the thread of you having to comply to all of their political ideas, they're not an actual good person to have in your life. Tell them, screw you, hit the road. I don't want anything to do with you then. I mean, there's nothing more liberating than being completely unapologetic with your vision for the world, your family, and your country. And if anybody doesn't like it, that's fine. We're going to make America great again, with or without them, and they'll thank us for it later.
Yeah, whether they like it or not, you just tell them, heck off, commie. I think it's brilliant. It's the perfect thing to say. Again, thank you so much for coming on, John. John Doyle, heckoffcommie.com is his website, and you can find his videos on YouTube. Thanks so much for coming on, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, keep up the great work. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on American Journal. Remember, you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The Alex Jones Show begins very shortly. Right now, Alpha Power is back in stock. It's been out for a while, so if you've been waiting for it, waste no time. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Supercharge your natural potential. Alex Jones begins in 1 minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12. InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.